At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we did it. We made it to Vegas here. It's hour one at the beautiful Fountain Blue Hotel. And yes, people decided to show up for this godforsaken show.
Maniacs.
Yes. What are you doing? It's early out here. That's the kind of loyal audience that we have. Or they're still drunk. Either way, we'll take you here. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. I don't know if you have aluminum foil on, or is that a sport coat that you're wearing out
it's
here?
It's my Reynolds Wrap Elvis kind of Vegas kind of.
I like it.
Night gear.
Maybe get a larger size next time.
Snug.
But it's a little snug.
The tail did not help me out here at all. Here,
can you? That'd be a really, really, really young Elvis. Like when he was 12, he would fit into that.
This is like a youth medium at best.
Can you button that?
I cannot.
Okay, good. Maybe it's good for all
not
of us that you can. Marvin's
he's
here.
Filling the sleeves though. If you look at the arms, come on, fella.
I like it.
Let's go.
I like
kid.
It. Yeah. So Fritzy's here, Marv's here, Seton, Paulie, yours truly, the backroom guys as well. We're at the Fountain Blue Hotel. This is north of the on the strip here. They did a wonderful job. Just opened this in December. It is spectacular. We're out at the pool deck, which hasn't been seen before until today. So they did a wonderful job. It's not pool weather, but does anybody end up in the pool by the end of the week? That would be my my over-under here.
By choice.
That's the word right
okay.
there.
Okay, Marvin?
I'm going to go Friday.
You're going in?
No. I'm betting on Friday. I'm not going. Get out of here.
I was going to say.
Get out of here.
All right. I'm going to go Friday. Yeah. All right.
Todd, somebody go in the water.
I could see myself slipping into the water by accident. I'm a fragile type. And
okay.
I get a little klutzy.
Seton?
If I'm playing the odds, I think it's actually going to be Paul.
Paul's going to end up then.
I think Paul is going to end up jumping in the pool.
Okay. Yeah.
No pressure now.
Okay.
You're
Friday.
Welcome.
I think someone's going to accidentally. You know, we got that tire rack quarterback set up over there.
Yeah.
You do a 7-step drop, you're going in the pool.
Okay. It's true.
All right.
So we'll have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. We have the Golic brothers. Well, at least I call them the Golic brothers. They look similar. Now, Big Mike is smaller Mike because his son, Mike Jr., is a little bit larger than him. So the Golics will join us. Ross Tucker, our good buddy, will stop by.
I'll go in the pool.
Yeah. So we have a lot of things to get to this entire week here. And as we always do every Monday, no matter where we are, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Gift bags for all of our in-studio guests, courtesy of Keeper's Heart, Good Ranchers, Miller Lite, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, King's Hawaiian, and yes, we did bring the Traeger grills. We don't go anywhere without our Traeger grills, so Chad is over there cooking up some good stuff this morning. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, and TireRack.com, as Paulie mentioned, the official tire expert of the DP Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Continental tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got in on Saturday. I said to the Danettes, no drinking until after 12. And they, I think, abided by that. I don't know. I said no tattoos on the first day that you're here. And please don't make it rain the first day that you're here. We have to make sure nobody gets arrested. And I think by all accounts, everybody's accounted for, Paulie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's pretty tame so far. Some of the backroom guys and us, we played the table, hit the tables a little bit. A little roulette, a little blackjack. Some of us came out ahead. Mm. I'm not going to name names, but one guy was up like 250 at one point and was pounding free drinks, and he was off to a great night.
Yeah. Yeah, but once you start pounding free drinks, there's that level of I'm having more drinks and I have less money. So it felt like one of the backroom guys, the more he drank, the less he had in his pocket.
I tried to pull him when he was up 250 at the blackjack table, but he wouldn't listen. He waved me off.
Yeah, see.
It's funny. They both follow sort of the same arc, where you're rolling at the table and you're like, yeah, I'll have another drink too. Like, they're both working perfect. And then they tend to go downhill at the same time.
Now, I like to watch people gamble. I like to watch them. If they win money, great. Or if they lose, you know, that's entertaining as well. They don't give you drinks for free.
Right.
If you're watching somebody gamble.
Correct.
And I put my hand out and the waitress said, you're not gambling. I said, you're right. You're right. I guess I can afford my own drink here. Yes, Paul.
We were over by the Texas Hold'em table, and there's two guys, and they honestly must have been in their 80s. And they were sitting there, and they're playing light hands for very light amounts of money. And I start chatting with them, and I go, can I just watch your hand? I want to see how you guys play it. And I go, how come you guys aren't really betting? He goes, we're just waiting for people like you to sit down at the table.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hello, sucker.
They were nice to me, though. They didn't bait me.
Yeah.
Well, were you a mark?
Yeah.
Is that what
they're like, wait till the tourists come in.
What's the poll question for the first hour of this program?
Well, there was a little bit of a bombshell dropped on Friday. Do you want to get right into that, or do you want to save it?
I don't know. Do we save that for the second hour? Because we'll talk a little bit more about it second hour. So the Big Ten and the SEC, kind of quietly on a Friday afternoon, late Friday afternoon, which is usually where stories go to die, where you go, hey, we're going to release this on Friday at 5 o'clock. But this is a big deal, I think. It's the SEC and the Big Ten. They are now buddies, it feels like, certainly with college football. And this leads to what I've said for the last couple of years. We're eventually going to get to 50 schools getting together. So what's the SEC and the Big Ten? If I combine those numbers, Paulie.
Yeah, you're looking at like 32 teams already. So the SEC and Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, dropped this casually Friday afternoon from the SEC conference news. SEC and Big Ten announced the formation of a joint advisory group of university presidents, chancellors, and ADs, Dan, to address the significant changes and challenges facing college athletics and opportunities to betterment the student-athlete experience.
Of course, the student-athlete, of course.
That is that bomb drop on a Friday. That's like saying, here's the direction of college football. Mm. We're just letting you know.
It is. It's the direction. It has to go in this direction. These players are going to get paid. They're going to share in the profits here. To what degree? I think that's still to be established. It's almost like all these sports leagues in gambling. They wanted to figure out what their cut of the pie is. That's where I think we're going to be headed towards college football, is what is the cut of the pie? What do the athletes get? How many schools are going to be together? And those schools are going to play each other, and you're going to have a model that's consistent with the Premier League or the NFL. And I would love to have relegation. That's the last thing. I've offered up this format here. I've given you the blueprint. Now give me relegation, and I will be fine. And then I'll move on to my next topic. Yes, Paulie.
And if you look at what the SEC and Big Ten, the people who know about college football think that they're going to secede from the NCAA. And the NCAA will revert back to running, you know, volleyball and baseball and softball and all the other sports. And there will be an entirely football division of college athletics that's probably run by a guy like Greg Sankey that's partnered with Fox and ESPN. That's the direction people think it's going to go.
But we're eventually going to get back to you're going to play a geographical schedule.
It could be a good thing.
So you're going to have 50 schools, but those schools, you're going to be like, it'll be in the West, it'll be the Southwest, it'll be the Midwest, it'll be the East, it'll be the South. That's what's going to happen.
Almost breaking them into conferences.
Yes, go figure.
By location and develop rivalries?
They're going to be divisions, I think, in college football. But Nicole Arbach for The Athletic wrote a big article, big column on this, this past weekend. So we'll talk to her coming up a little bit later on and find out exactly what is the time frame here. I think in the next 5 years, that's where we're going to see something where you go, wow, it's actually here. Things move quickly. Remember the playoffs where I had told you that if they were trying for 2023 and everybody said, there is no way, you have the Bulls. And I said, it's money. Money trumps everything. And then they said, oh, they'll never break, you know, those contracts. They broke those contracts because the amount of money that was there. They tried to do it sooner than everybody thought they were going to. And then here we are, 2024. Now we're going to have that 12-team playoff. They tried to do it in 2023 because all those bowl games. I'm sorry, you know, the Astro Blue Bonnet Bowl or the Pool and Weed Eater Bowl. We have some nice consolation prizes for you. We're talking big money here. Big, big money. That's why they're going to have that. They're going to get that done pretty soon. All right. Poll question today. What are we going to go with?
Well, I think we're going to throw up there for the first hour who ends up in the pool, because that's probably the most pressing issue.
Well, is it Danettes, me, or...
You're in there.
I am?
I mean, you're just as likely to end up in the pool as anybody else is, right?
I know there's one part of the pool that's heated.
Oh,
that, see, just letting you know, if I'm going in, I already scouted. I had a scuba diver come down this morning, and I said, hey, would you check out the pool? I want to make sure the depth of it, and in case I need somebody to rescue me, and the water is warm there. Yes, Todd?
What kind of odds can you get for Brent Musburger to somehow end up in the pool? Either intentionally or, slips that.
Mr. Musburger doesn't go in the pool. He sits poolside.
Okay. Yes, yes.
The king sits poolside.
So you get incredible odds if somehow you said Brent Musburger is going to end up in the pool and that happened.
So Brent is going to join us, I think, on Wednesday.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Mr. Vegas.
Yeah. Deion Sanders is going to stop by Thursday and Joe Montana. So, I mean, we got some luminaries going to stop by, and I'd hate for somebody to end up in the pool. One of our guests, that would be bad. Yes, Eden.
I feel like Deion could actually, because he runs so fast, he could just run, like, skim right across.
Top.
He could just skim right across the top of the pool.
Deion walks on water.
He does.
Yes, he does. Of course he does. Yes, he does. So he'll join us later on this week. All right, what other pool? So aside from the college football, what was the, well, give me the phrasing on that.
Well, I was going to say, for college football, 5 years from now, college football is a completely different landscape or pretty similar to how it looks now.
Oh, it's going to be a lot different. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
5 years?
I think so. I think so. These things, it's a glacier pace until it's not.
Yeah.
And then the glaciers are melting.
All of a sudden,
now,
those logistics are all worked out.
Yes.
They like, no problem.
That's what they're doing right now. It's not like they're going to go, hey, guys, you got to make a decision. I don't know. We haven't thought about it. No, they're thinking about this right now. Greg Sankey is running college football. Plain and simple, the SEC commissioner. Now you want to bring in Tony Petitti, who is running the Big Ten. Let's get together. We're the power conferences here. And then you say to a couple other schools, hey, do you want to join us here? Because they're gathering everybody. You know, how many other schools do they really need? And then they're gonna break off and say, this is the model for college football. Yes, Paul.
And Friday's announcement is almost like step two. Step one was getting Oklahoma and Texas. UCLA and USC. Mm. It's almost like you had to fortify your position, then make your announcement. It's like this announcement was not that shocking. It's just shocking that it happened now.
By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, thank you for downloading the app. Dial up 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls this week. Yes, as we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend.
Oh, you got the new patio put in. That's great.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Talk to Dan.
Now, as Seton said, it's a little chilly here, poolside, and but this looks like it's a
Whitesnake.
When I walked onto the set, I was like, yes. It's when I was a kid, when I was like 5 or 6 years old, Motley Crue was my most favorite band in the world. Shout at the Devil was like the coolest song ever. Yeah. And this was like walking into a Motley Crue video with all the flames everywhere.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know what's missing?
Yeah.
Women.
Right.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah. That's a tradition on our show.
Hard to have. Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Hard to do girls when
yes.
It's just all
guys. Yeah. We'll change the lyrics here. Yes, Paul.
It's like a Whitesnake video without Tawny Kitaen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And here I go again. Oh,
nobody asked for that. No one asked for that. No one did.
Going down the only road.
Tyler's got a flannel on under his
jacket.
Yeah, it does look like a music video with the flames coming out, the fire pits that we have here.
Yeah, sick.
Yes, Paul.
I have a little bit of football news, a little morsel. Oh, actually, it's pretty good.
You mean from the Pro Bowl activities?
The activities contest?
We were watching. Okay, so we're watching yesterday, having a beer. And I just felt like, what is going on in my life? I'm in Vegas and I'm watching flag football, the Pro Bowl. And I went, God, I used to have a damn good life. Now look at me.
There seemed to be more action.
I'm with Seton
though.
And Paulie and having a beer, having some wings, and I'm watching the Pro Bowl. And I don't even gamble. Paulie is like, yeah, I might go over there and drop some money. I used to bet on the Pro Bowl when I was growing up.
Ooh.
I bet on preseason football.
Red flag.
So I'm right across the way from placing a bet. Paulie goes, hey, what do you think? I go, no. Like, this isn't going to bring me out of gambling rehab. Like, I'm going to bet on, you know what, honey, I couldn't. My wife was there with us. I go, yeah, I'm not going to come out. My wife goes, hey, I'm thinking about putting a bet on the Super Bowl. And she goes, I'm going to bet on Taylor Swift. I said, hon, she's not playing. She's not playing.
She's probably going to win it, though.
Yeah, but I'm going to take I'm going to take her team. And I said, okay. And by the way, are the Chiefs now America's team? Have they become America's team? And in 15 or 20 years from now, will we find fans that travel everywhere? Like the Cowboys. If you're a Niner fan, it's because Joe Montana. If you're a Cowboy fan, it's because Roger Staubach or Tom Landry. The Steelers, the Steel Curtain. Like, it feels like that formulated our fan base, and then you passed it on to your son or daughter. Then they passed it on, you know, generation to generation. I'm wondering, here's Kansas City, what is it, six consecutive AFC title games? And they are the most talked about team. They've been the most consistent team. But I don't think the Patriots became America's team. Even though they had an incredible run, I don't know if that's going to be lasting where 20 years from now you're going to have Patriot fans, you know, in Albuquerque or Schenectady, where you're going to go, oh man, yeah, I became a fan and I travel all over the place. Yes, Marvin.
Yeah, and the irony is they're Patriots. After 2001, oh, we're all Patriots. I was like, oh, everyone's rooting for America's team.
Uh-huh.
And then after Spygate and Deflategate,
whoa,
I know.
Whoa.
I'm not saying it's right.
Too soon to bring that up,
sorry,
Marvin.
Sorry, Seton. Sorry, everybody else.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where people were like, I'm not rooting for them anymore.
Those are conspiracies by the NFL anyway.
You think so?
Clearly.
If you saw the commissioner this week, because he won't be on our show.
No.
But if you saw the commissioner, would you say, Kamish, I'd like to talk to you?
I would say, who do you need to apologize first to, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady?
And the who would go in the pool first?
Yeah.
It might be the commissioner.
It might be Raj.
Yeah, it might be Raj.
Raj.
Don't call him commissioner.
Yeah, what's up, Raj?
Until he comes on the show?
Yeah.
He's Raj?
What's up, Raj?
Oh, what's up, Goodell? Call him Dell.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
I did try one more time, even though you asked me several times not to, just to give it, because it's Super Bowl week.
No, maybe. I don't want him.
I just tried.
I don't.
It's Super Bowl week. Maybe he'll come by. Sorry, he's unavailable.
I don't want him on the show.
I thought I had to do my due diligence one more time.
You did. You do. Always. You're not afraid of, you know, trying to track down anybody. But, you know, they should, that America's Most Wanted, I think you would be pretty good with that. You would track people down.
It would be nice to be part of that
group. Yes. Yes.
There's all these unsolved mysteries and people that should be in jail. That
if there were 25-year-old blonde girls, he'd track them down.
He would track them down. Yeah. He would.
You know what?
Fair enough. Yes, Eaton.
I'm just saying, you know how we occasionally have the very uncomfortable experience of having to unbook a guest?
Yes.
That would be the A-number-one plus five-star unbooking, is if you finally got the commissioner on and then Todd had to email and say, ooh, sorry, we actually filled up.
If he doesn't want to be on, then why do I want him on?
We're just busy on Wednesday.
Oh,
you ask
sorry.
The tough questions. That's
I know,
what it is. You don't ask the softball questions.
I know, but you have to check with me. There's certain guests that we're not having on for whatever reason. And maybe the final show that I do, then we can, you know, finally tell people why. But there's certain guests where I just go, no, it just doesn't make any sense. Yes, Paul?
Are you telling Todd to email the NFL and rescind the invite in perpetuity?
Yes.
Remember when you said he wasn't available? We didn't really want him anyway. So
he's,
even if he was available,
all right. Okay, once again.
If Tristan works.
He's been available. We've been doing this now 17 years together since we left the mothership. The commissioner's come on twice. Who was hosting those two times when he came on?
That would be Mike Florio and Ross Tucker.
Yes. Do you think that's a coincidence that he's been on twice and I wasn't?
I have to believe he just does not want to come out with you.
Okay.
But I still asked anyway one more
time. And I'm fine with that. Paulie, you said there was some football news yesterday?
I do have a little bit of breaking football news if we have the breaking news sounder.
Okay, here we have that. Let me see.
Dun, dun, dun. Thank you, fellas. Ready? This is big. Bill Belichick's son accepts a defensive coordinator job at University of Washington.
All right.
Do you like the delivery?
All right. Bill Belichick's
son.
I see what you did.
He got a job, though.
Great.
Stevie Belichick, D.C., Washington, University of Washington.
Okay. Hi, Steve.
All right.
Good gig.
Him and his mullet going to Seattle.
Yeah, all right.
He had a mullet over for a while.
Oh.
I like that. I like that. We're fine. Okay.
Bloop.
Had a mullet over for a while.
But, no, you can't repeat what he just said.
That's my way of saying I really liked it. I'm just
Why don't you just say I really like that?
Because I don't have my phone. You can emphasize an image on a text.
Why don't you go bloop.
I gave him two bloops. That's more than I usually give. I only give you one.
By the way, I mentioned Bill Belichick to Harvard, to coach Harvard. Their great coach, Tim Murphy, stepped down after 30 years. I didn't get any traction. Nobody picked that story up.
Damn. Ron to Yale.
Yeah.
Would have been great.
Yeah. It would have been great. Hey, Bill, you just lost to Yale. What do you think? We're on to Cornell. But I think Bill going to Harvard would have been great. Right? Keep an eye on that. As I said last week, I don't think he coaches in the NFL. Head coaches in the NFL. Again, don't think so. All right, we'll settle on our poll question. When we come back, Carrot Top is going to join us. That's how you lead off Super Bowl.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Carrot Top's
going to join us here. Now, I don't know, is he bringing props? Because he normally brings props and he, you know, smashes people with stuff. And I'm suggesting Todd. Now, does he saw people in half? Because that would be awesome. I don't
appreciate that. That's not,
maybe he can do it. No. He's going to take a long time to get through you.
He's a very unique comedian. Wow. He usually has
that's not necessary.
That is not necessary.
Our segment on Monday.
That is not necessary.
It's cold. It's dark. It's 6 in the morning. This is what you're going to do.
All right. Let me take a break here. We're just getting started. Once again, awesome audience that showed up here early in the morning. And most of them are still here. I thought we might have lost them there the first couple of minutes. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to your phone calls as well. Best and worst of the weekend. Busy Monday here at the beautiful Fountain Blue Hotel. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Once again, I want to thank the great audience. Got up to join us here at the Fountain Blue Hotel. Studio audience all week long. Today's Mercedes-Benz interview of the day brought to you by Mercedes-Benz EV. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone, the vehicle all electric, the feeling all Mercedes, the choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. It's time for our lead guest of Super Bowl week. We wanted to have on a Las Vegas legend, a pillar of the Vegas entertainment scene, but they were all too busy and wouldn't get up this morning. So please welcome the great Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy. Carrot Top is, this is what, 18 years?
Yes. 18 years of the Luxor, yes.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, when you, before your intro, that's absolutely the truth. Everyone would not come down here at this hour. We sleep in at night. They asked to do it. I said, I'll do it.
Did you go to bed last night?
Really late.
You did.
I watched it at the Grammys, and then I tried to pass.
Okay, so when you were on the Vegas,
yes.
Vegas scene,
yes.
When did you decide not to kind of indulge in the Vegas scene?
I never honestly have. I'm the biggest nerd in the world. I go in and out the back door and do the show and go home. It's every night. It's six nights a week, so it's kind of taxing.
Okay, but a lot of comedians...
there's always been time for drinking, gambling, hookers, and drugs. but was early on.
Not on a regular basis.
Not on a regular basis.
Did you ever have...
Take a week off.
Did you ever have some rough nights here?
Yes, of course we did. Yeah.
Well, give me an idea. Well,
early on, probably okay. Early on, yeah, you wake up, you know, right around showtime, and you're like, oh, rough, you know, come out of that pool, like you said. But you try not to have too many of those nights, you know. If you want to be a pro and be here ever, you got to kind of take it like a real job, because people think, oh, you're Vegas, you know. They always make fun of you. Oh, you go to work at what? You an hour a night. Oh boy, that's rough. But in reality, the show starts in you know, 3 PM, getting ready for it, writing, preparing, and then rehearsing, and then doing sound checks, and the meet and greet, and then the show. So you're there from 3 to 11.
When did you realize you could make this a career?
Just 20 minutes ago. No, I swear, I don't know. It happens so fast, right? You just one day you're trying to an open mic night and trying to get in a gig. And then the next thing you know, they're like, this is your 18th year at the Luxor, so it goes by fast.
Okay, but when did you decide what your angle was going to be in entertainment?
Oh, yeah, with the props and all that? Yeah, I know. That's all I always tell young kids, you know, is trying to find your voice and find out what is going to be your platform. I had no idea. I went up there, and I think my first joke was a Neighborhood Crime Watch sign that I had stolen. And I walked on stage and I said, sorry, I'm late. I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, how good is Crime Watch if they're not even watching their signs? And so it was a good intro. And it was funny, one, because I stole it. But it was also true because it was true, you know.
How much thievery goes on in your world?
A lot, yeah.
Is it sampling? Like in music, it's not stealing, it's sampling.
You know, that's an interesting question with comedy. I try not to do that. I mean, be honest, there's always something that's a parallel thought. You know, I just came up with something with the Chiefs and the 49ers. A lot of red. So it's easy to have, like, you know, a Trump face and a Biden face where they're both red. You know, it's like red. I invented red. Right? I mean, I totally did. There wasn't red before I'd read. There wasn't red. But so you try to come up with stuff that's not, you know, everyone's doing a Trump joke, you know, but I try to think that might be my parallel to it. I don't know if people thought both his big redhead face.
When did you know that, okay, I made it?
Oh, well, you know, maybe the first Tonight Show, you know, where it's something legit, you know, they walk you out and they say, you know, you're standing on the gold star where Johnny Carson stood. It's kind of a big moment where you think, okay, I might have, I'm not in some bar, some strip club in Atlanta, you know, entertaining topless girls. I'm actually on the Tonight Show.
Wait, you did stand-up acts at strip clubs?
Yeah.
How did that
I think go? Every comic has done something like that. You don't all start out at the Luxor.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No. Or in the Dan Patrick Show. You don't start out.
But do people, like, yell at you because they want to see the girls? Like,
yes,
I got to be honest with you.
No, they hated me. They
if
hated
I'm at the
me.
Gold Club and all of a sudden you're
Carrot,
up there.
Yeah, please welcome Carrot Top.
Yeah.
I mean, 99% of the time when you hear a Carrot, please welcome Carrot Top, a boo comes out. So...
Why is that?
Well, because they don't want to see me. And I didn't want to see me. I wanted to see boobs too. So that was my salvation in a sense of being on performing at the strip clubs, because I had, you know, all my props. I'd have a fake pair of boobs. So I would hold them up like, "Look, I got boobs too," you know. And so they would let me live another hour because I would say, "Look, we're going to go to boobs now." And then I would do one of my jokes. And then here's boobs again. So, you know, the owner loved it. He's like, "I like your creative way of keeping them from killing you." So, yeah. So
who was your model, role model there?
Oh, well, George Carlin was probably one of the biggest ever. Richard Pryor, George Carlin.
Gallagher. Meet those guys?
Gallagher was great. George Carlin was tremendous. I knew him real well. Yeah. I remember I was at an airport in Philadelphia and he walked over to me, or he was walking towards me and I was walking towards him, and I thought, do I do it? Am I going to be that guy? You know, do I do it? You know? So I'm like, "Mr. Carlin, I don't want to bother you, but I'm a young comic and I just wanted to say hi." And he's like, "Good job." And it was just like this moment he's like, "What are you doing, man?" I said, "Just off to another gig like you." And he said, "I love that joke you do, that joke with the paper cups and string. God damn it, that's funny." And I said, "Oh, you know, great." And I'm thinking, man, you knew my act. And the joke was a paper cups and string telephone. You know, you'd say, "Hi, what's going on?" I've had it for years. Well, back then I said, "We need an updated version of the paper cups and strings." So I'd have another cup that came out for call waiting. So I said, "Hold on, I have another call. Yeah, I got to call you back. I'm going to call." So the call waiting, it was good. And then after the call waiting, I had three cups for conference calling. So it kept growing, you know, a joke that can keep growing. And then the punchline was the clear cup for caller ID. Like, "I know it's you. I'm looking right at you." Thank you.
That's good.
We got a good crowd back there.
Yeah, good crowd there. Do you laugh at your own jokes?
No. I don't think any comic laughs on jokes. I laugh at them laughing at the joke. Like, if I do a Trump thing and they laugh, then I laugh sometimes with them. Yeah, but if I don't sit and write a joke and just start laughing, you know.
But if
comics go, "Oh, that's funny."
But I always feel like when a comedian is trying to lead you that to laugh at my joke because I'm laughing at my joke.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I do that. I mean, I definitely. But if you're sitting in a room for the comics, they usually every comic will go, "Eh." Yeah, that's the typical response. Like, "Eh." And that's funny.
How do you know when you're funny to other comedians, though? When you, because it's competition.
Well, right away. I mean, that's the most brutal audience you can have. So yeah, you know, you're in a room with Seinfeld, like you just showed earlier. You know, talking to best of the best. I don't know.
Is Seinfeld you throw the it best?
Out? Oh, with best of the best, yeah.
Nobody's close to Seinfeld.
Well, I mean, I think it's. I mean, he's in the top 10 as far as just the most classical comic stand-up. You know,
no swearing. It doesn't go blue.
No, he's as I always say, got it. You know, he's got it.
But Pryor was.
Oh, Richard
junior.
Pryor was brilliant.
When Eddie got up there, when Eddie Murphy.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. There's been so many comics that have just been. I mean, you know, from the Dave Chappelle's now to the Chris Rocks to the. They're just. There's always these new guys that are, they're not even new, they're old like me now, but that are brilliant. I mean, you know, and that's what's fun about comedy. It's like music and sports, it's all different, you know.
He's Carrot Top, 18th anniversary of his Las Vegas headlining residency at Luxor Hotel and Casino. Longest running comedy headliner in Vegas. Good for you. Just got
wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
How has Vegas changed since you got here?
That's because Penn and Teller, that's the only one talk, so They can't be in the same category.
Because
they've been there longer. You don't even talk. So, yeah. I
think, how's Vegas changed?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, when I first started, I felt like that old guy. But when I started Vegas at 8 years ago, there was 10 shows. I mean, you know, there were 10 hotels. So, you know, the MGM Grand wasn't even built yet. So when I started, so it was there's a joke in the show where I say, your room's not ready. And I say, are you cleaning it? No, we're building it right now. We're finished building it. So it's, in a sense, it's true. I've seen Vegas go, you know. Now we have the Sphere, you know, the Sphere is, you know, a billion lights to make the Sphere. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to see it yesterday.
The Luxor one. One light. We just have one little light.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah, I went to the Sphere yesterday.
Did you go check it out? Yeah. I've not yet seen it. I just beautiful.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Looks beautiful.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I'm trying. I don't have a ticket yet. And that's not why I came on the show. I just don't
that's
have
a, that's a good, good
day. Way to go. It's a good way to start. You know? First day of the week, I'm promoting it. I don't have a ticket. I got to get it. But I don't have a ticket, but I'm doing a lot of promotion. I'm doing a lot of things. I brought you these plants, and I'm doing a lot of things.
Thank you.
So.
I brought you the fire.
Yes, a beautiful fire. Yeah, and this never get near that. Don't let my.
Okay, when did you decide on the. Like, how long does it take you to do your hair?
No time. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time. No time. It's just some Sharpies, and yeah. It is what it is. Yeah, I had a lady at my show last night say, I like your old wig better. That just made me laugh. Made me laugh in two ways. Like, well, it's not a wig, too, you know. I like the old wig better. Yeah, I said okay.
What are you chewing on?
A cough drop.
Oh,
because it's like 4 a.m. Thanks. So,
when
like,
do you know?
Not like being at 4 a.m. in that freezing cold.
Oh, come on, stop! You're soft.
I am soft. I'm a Dolphin fan.
Yeah, I know. Do the Dolphins make you cry like Darius Rucker?
Dolphins make me cry like Darius Rucker. They do. They do. Man, it's always next year. This is not going to be next year.
Did you
stop
buy into them? Did you buy into
no,
them this year?
Okay. Not day one. I wasn't a Tua fan from day one. And everybody was like, oh, no, dude. I'm like, nope. He's soft. He got hurt in the huddle. I mean, you know, it's not easy to get hurt in the huddle.
So if anybody out there would like to take Carrot Top to the game.
Yeah, and not the Raiders game because they're not playing this week. So it's got to be a.
Yeah.
Somebody, I got Raiders tickets. I don't need Raiders tickets. The Raiders lost in a bye week. They didn't do good. I'm just trying my shtick out.
You know? You're working.
I like
you're warming up.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I like my favorite one was I played Detroit and, you know, Ford Field, right? So Detroit Ford Field. They're a big fan base.
Yeah.
You know, Ford Field. Then I said they should get rid of the team. Okay. Just get rid of the team. And make it a Ford dealership, because they would do so much better, right? It really would. And they're like, boo. And I said,
well, go figure.
And I said, I saw your quarterback at, it was when Stafford was playing. So I said, Matthew Stafford was at a bar last night. I swore I saw Matthew Stafford. So I looked over and I said, I think it's Matthew Stafford. So I bought him a drink. When I gave him the drink, he looked over and he said, thanks. And then, and nice of him, he gave me a beer. So he threw me a beer and hit the guy next to me. I said, that's Matthew Stafford. I told you that was Matthew Stafford.
Wow. And that doesn't go over well in Detroit.
No.
Okay.
Your police escorts here. Okay.
So 18th anniversary, and if you have a ticket, you'd like to take Carrot Top to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man, I'll dress nice. I won't wear this. I'll comb my hair.
No. The Luxor, you've been extended to 2030. Yeah, how about that?
No, I know, right? I'll be dead by then.
Can you last that long? I was going to say.
No, I'll be dead by then, but come before I die.
It's the come before I die.
Come before I die tour.
I like that.
Time, like a ticker. You know, ticker.
It could mean a lot of things.
Could be three more shows.
Monday through Saturday at 8 Eastern.
Yes, sir.
It's great to see you.
Yeah, you too. You too. All of you guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you. Carrot Top, everybody.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Play of the Day is up next.
Thank you. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, You can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Looking for more with 5:27 to play. Harden on the right wing. Dribbles left hand. Rozier in his shadow. Steps back. Another left wing. Three. Splash. And the foul. The beard is on fire.
Not literally. That's courtesy of the Clippers Radio Network. AM 570. James Harden, a step back three and one. Clippers with a win over the Miami Heat. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, helping hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest to you. That's expresspros.com. All right. Phone calls, we'll get to those as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. Big Mike, Little Mike Golick will join us a little bit later on. Ross Tucker will stop by. Got a busy guest list the entire week, as you've come to expect from Super Bowl week. By the way, I mentioned, are the Kansas City Chiefs America's team? Will 15 years from now, we'll find fans from all over the country, all over the world, like you have with the Cowboys and the Packers and the Steelers, Niners, because of what happened in previous decades. And maybe you'll have that. Here's Bob Costas on CNN with Charles Barkley and Gail King.
Our America's team. The Dallas Cowboys have had that moniker for a long time, and they're still a glamour franchise, but they haven't been to the Super Bowl since the mid-90s.
For a hot minute, they were saying Detroit is America's team. For a hot minute.
Sentimentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have been a sentimental favorite if they got to the Super Bowl, and it would have been a great storyline. 49ers are a good storyline, too. But now the Chiefs have been to four of the last five Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They have the best quarterback in the game, even though there are others really who are really good. He's exciting. He improvises. He's charismatic. Mm-hmm. They've got him. Andy Reid's been around a long time, went to the Super Bowl with Philadelphia, and now with the Chiefs. They've got Travis Kelce and his romance with Taylor Swift. He was a big deal to begin with, and now it blows up bigger.
Yes.
Plus the State Farm commercials.
Yes.
You don't have to know a screen pass from a field goal to know something about the Kansas City Chiefs.
So that's Bob Costas with Gail King. And yes, he's right. And now it's not necessarily about Andy Reid. It's about Patrick Mahomes being a winner and one day maybe knocking on Tom Brady's door. And then you throw in Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. That brings in fans who wouldn't normally be fans. or you're going to become a fan because you don't have a rooting interest with the, you know, the Super Bowl. And I find more people talk about that. I'm not rooting for anybody, or I wasn't, but I'm now going to root for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I say, why, to my daughters? Well, because of Taylor Swift. And I go, okay, I understand that. Yes, Paul?
You could almost just on a Sunday look at all the ads, all the commercial breaks, and the marketing people, they want to be in business with Mahomes and Kelsey and Reed because they play to people who aren't even football fans. Yeah. Like, you could be not at all a sports fan and know who Travis Kelsey and Mahomes are.
Yeah, I think a generation from now, we might look back on this and say that this is where it started for a lot of football fans who maybe didn't have a rooting interest. Yes, Paul?
You know, if you go back to the 70s when the Pittsburgh Steelers, did they win, I think, 4 Super Bowls in 6 years? Terry Bradshaw was in Burt Reynolds movies. Those are the biggest movies in the country. Mean Joe Green was in commercials. I mean, like, defensive tackles were getting commercials. In my lifetime, that's the first team that crossed over where if you don't know football, you're going to find out who Terry Bradshaw is because you're going to see him on your TV.
Well, also, you have social media now. If you had social media back then, or the Packers back in the late 60s, Joe Namath, what would social media have done to Joe Namath when he won the Super Bowl? By the way, he was at the Fountain Blue in Miami, I think, when he made that Super Bowl prediction. I think so. I think he was at that hotel. And James Bond. There's a James Bond movie where, is that where the guy is cheating at cards or something, and maybe somebody's got binoculars from a balcony? Is that right? I think that was at the Fountain Blue in Miami. Get some of my best research guys on this right here.
Just Googling.
Googling. It's good radio.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
So, anywho, how about that audience out here? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I can confirm Joe Namath was poolside at the Fountain Blue Miami when he made the prediction.
Well.
And I think, was Brent Musburger present for that?
I think he might have been a radio reporter from Chicago.
Checking.
And Brent will join us on Wednesday. I think he might have been there. So Joe's there in his the lounge chair, and that's when he made his prediction. But is the James Bond movie, does it like Goldfinger or something? Does anybody, hello? Is this on? Is anybody? Yes, Marvin.
So Kelsey and Mahomes.
Yeah, thank you, Marvin.
Good.
Somebody said that, I'm just telling the story to get some time.
Oh, okay.
Vamping, Dan, as they say.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said the Carrot Top looks like if you left me here for 18 years. That's what I would end up being. I would become Carrot Top. Which I can't say that they're wrong. That's very possible that I may follow that path.
Yes. Yes, Paulie.
In almost an instant fashion, Dan, we have the answer for you. Goldfinger, Fountain Blue, Miami Beach, Florida. That was the James Bond movie.
See, these people in the audience are seeing what happens. You know, there's no notes here. I'm just doing it off the top of my head. That's all this is. I feel like Namath when he went off the field and
yeah, fair.
Yeah, fair. When they beat the Colts. Yeah, okay.
Get
anywho,
some fur coats.
Yeah, once again, this
bonus
is
coverage.
Me. Yes!
James Bond's movie Thunderball also had a scene at the Fountain Blue in Las Vegas.
Okay, what's the one where the guy's got the binoculars?
Goldfinger.
Okay.
Right.
All right, that's it.
Back to you.
That's all I ask.
A simple reference to one of the 57 James Bond movies.
And we're staying at the Fountain Blue. Did anybody think?
You know, the James Bond movie, the one where he's got the binoculars?
Yeah.
Hello, how do you guys not know?
Should have prepped that.
Goldfinger.
You know, we're working through some things here.
Yeah, well, maybe we should work harder, Dan.
Yeah. Hour 2 on the way, I hope. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.